Let me ask you, what makes you judge a meeting that you attended? That it was a really good meeting or not? How do you judge it? Think about this. I know you already made your judgment about today. And I know most of you are very kind and gracious. And I know you will say, oh, it was great. And you will appreciate that I came from a distance and the people put together something for you. We're very kind. We're Christian. We love each other. We will say it's that's not what I'm asking about. How do you judge a meeting? You look at him and you ask him, Lord, were you satisfied today? He will let you know. You look at him and ask him, were you given your own rightful place today? He will tell you. Were you glorified today? He will tell you. Were we all here today because we wanna came to you, Lord? I remember when you went outside, rejected by the Jews and the nations and everybody, and standing at the border between the Gentiles and the Jews, and there you ask, who do people say I am? And nobody knows who you really are. Then Peter hears the sound of the Father teaching him, this is the Son of the living God. And he says it. You are the Son of the living God. And he tells them, upon this rock, I will build my assembly. I'll have a place for myself where people will come for me because they love me. They want to worship me and honor me. I was not appreciated in this world, and I will only be given a cross, and I will never have a place in this world, but I will build my own home. It's all about that home. Why did he take the people out of Egypt? Because he wanted to build a home. Why did he come to this world? He came to be a human. To have what? To have a body. And who is that body? Us. His home. And he will have this home for himself. His place of rest forever. And there will be other creatures. There will be believers who will come during tribulation and believers who will be born in millennium. There will be millions and millions of believers, but they are not their home. His home. We are his home. We are his only place of rest. We are only place where everything is exactly as he wanted. This is what Jude is talking about. How dare we change something that he wanted in his home? Who are we to make a change to what he loves to see in his home? Who are we to say who should sing and not sing and who should worship and not worship? And this is how we're going to do it. Who are we to say anything but come and bow before him and wait upon him to lead us and tell us what to do? How did we do that? How did we do that to the only thing that he wanted in this world? His home. Is any one of you hesitant to go back home after finishing here? I hope not. I hope not. But if you're hesitant to go back home, you know what I'm talking about. When your home is not a place for rest for you, there's nowhere else to go. I can have a very bad day at work, but I know I'm going home. But if I'm gonna go home, and my home is not the way it was, where can I find rest? Do you know what eternal life means? Ask him. Ask him about how he feels about his home. Ask him how he feels about our worship, our ministry, the way we handle things in life. Ask him and he will tell you. He will let you know what he thinks now. And he will let you live with him now. That's eternal life. Somebody asked Darby, John Nelson Darby, about going to heaven in the last year of his life. And I don't remember the exact words, but the idea is, can you imagine that you're going to go now to heaven and finally see the Lord Jesus? And his answer was, I don't expect to see anything different. I know who is the Lord Jesus. I'm living with him every day. The only difference between heaven and earth, brothers and sisters, is that we just have some annoying barriers that we don't have control over now. All this will disappear. And what is the first annoying barrier that we have? Me and you. What's your everyday annoying barrier between you and seeing Christ 24/7? This handsome guy. You believe that? Yes. That's the most annoying barrier between us and Christ. Us. Us and us and us and us and us. Then after that, Satan and the world and all that stuff. We're going to get rid of all these annoying barriers. But he is our Lord. We know him. We know eternal life because we saw how he talks. We heard him. He talks not only in the Gospels and the Psalms. And he talks to us every day. That's eternal life. So my plea to all of you today, I thank the Lord that he arranged that I come to see you today. And I trust it was his will. And my plea to you is to leave with one thing today. Leave with the thought that he died so I can be one with him. And I'm not going to let anything come between me and him. Not because I'm the most sincere Christian in the world, but I know he will never stop till I am with him the way he wanted me to be. He will never stop. If you're so discouraged today, I ask you, by the grace of God, just look at him. If you don't believe that you can ever live the life that you hoped once to live, look at him. If you have the word of God the way we discuss it here and you're tempted to deny it or leave it or change it or go follow something else, just look at him and tell him, I want to stand up before you and hold on to that faith once delivered to the saints. I want to live with you every day. I want to follow you every day. I want to hear your voice every day. I want to be enjoying the fact that I am a member of your body, the closest creature to you, in a place that no mind can ever imagine, things that our minds never thought of. I have eternal life. And remember that many may speak like this, but few will really do it. Don't be discouraged when you see people are going the wrong direction. Stay the course. Those people who came out of Egypt, as I told you, thousands and thousands, most of them didn't please the heart of God. Most of them died in the wilderness. Only two made it to Canaan. I believe by the grace of God that there is more than two here. But guess what? He himself said, if two or three gathered unto my name. He knows. He knows that it's unlikely that the multitudes will live for him. But only those who are touched by his grace and find no attraction in life and find all their joy in him. Let's pray. Let's please all stand up together. And let's spend a minute or two in personal prayers. Each and every one of us, let's take advantage of this time and just lift our hearts in prayer to the Lord. Individual prayers in silence to the Lord.